Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Pets are considered by many to be members of a family, with all the emotions that come with loving these little critters, which means it can be especially devastating to learn that your dog, cat, or other animal companion has been diagnosed with cancer. However, the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine, which is celebrating its 75th anniversary later this year, has been working to provide pets and their owners with care and cancer treatment while also preserving their quality of life. We'll hear from one of those personal stories now. Joining us now are Dr. Michael Kent, a professor of radiation oncology at the UC Davis School of Veterinary Science, and Brian Boitano, an Olympic champion figure skater, whose dog Hunter received cancer treatment at UC Davis. Brian is also hosting the school's 75th anniversary gala on June 29th. Dr. Kent, Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chris, and thanks, Brian.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Dr. Kent, tell us, what animals do you treat at the UC Vet Medicine, and what kind of cancer treatments do you provide?
So I treat pretty much any animal that's not human. So majority are dogs and cats, but also we treat a variety of other animals, horses, birds, rabbits, reptiles, and then some zoo animals as well. So really any animal that's diagnosed with cancer except people. Though we do have links with the medical school as well, so that we can trade information back and forth and do joint studies to advance cancer in all species.
I imagine most folks are just not familiar with this field of care. So how is cancer care for animals either similar or different from that in humans?
Yeah, and that's a really good and complex question. When you look at cancer, cancer is really a multitude of diseases, whether it's in people or in animals. And many of the cancers overlap the same biologic behavior that we see in tumors in people, it's the same in animals. And so treatments overlap as well. There are some differences in how we approach. In veterinary medicine, we're often really focused on the quality of life of the animal, making sure that they're really able to live their life. They don't get a choice in seeking treatment. They're integral parts of the family. They have to be functional, though. And, you know, no one's going to want to see an animal suffer. So we make sure that our treatments don't really impact quality of life. You know, for the most part, we're able to avoid the more serious complications. There's trade-off, though. I mean, sometimes that means we're using lower doses of, let's say, chemotherapy. We have all the same treatment modalities that are done for humans, whether that's medical oncology, so i.e. chemotherapy or targeted therapies. We have radiotherapy. We have surgical oncology, so surgeons, and includes minimally invasive procedures as well.
Brian, I want to bring you into the conversation. Thank you very much for joining us. You and your partner Frank's experience with your dog, Hunter, it's just one example of facing the challenges of a pet cancer diagnosis. I'm wondering, can you tell us a little bit about Hunter and what happened to him?
Yeah, I mean, we were so fortunate not only to find UC Davis, but Hunter is a 9-year-old Cocker Spaniel, and my partner Frank regularly expresses his anal glands because that's what you have to do with dogs. And he noticed that it was an irregular size. So he brought him into our vet here in San Francisco, and our vet said that it was rather large and we needed to get it looked at right away. So we basically bombarded poor Dr. Kent and Dr. Maggs we called donors that we knew that could have connections with them. And, you know, between our friends Diane Edwards, Ed and Jennifer Lee and Lisa Tell, who knew Dr. Kent, we got in right away to see him. We were worried because the tumor seemed to be, that our veterinary said, about 2 centimeters. And we knew that that was really the point where you have to worry that it spreads throughout the body. So we wanted to make sure that we got Hunter in very, very quickly and had it taken care of as soon as we could. And so we were sort of under the gun, and we found Dr. Kent through Dr. Maggs, and then our surgeon, Dr. Culp. And I got to tell you, if you're in that situation as a pet owner, it is the type of connection and the people that you're dealing with at UC Davis that you dream about as a pet owner. It was thorough. They saw us right away. They take their time. They know how important pets are to a family. So we are just so fortunate that we came in contact with them and that we consider them, you know, part of Hunter's care team now.
Brian, you just talked about how important pets are to a family. Just taking a one step back here, I mean, when you learned about this diagnosis, what kind of an impact did it make on you?
It was huge. I mean, Frank called me from the vet hospital and in San Francisco when he was just going in literally to have, you know, a simple procedure. Expressed anal glands, and he called me and he's like, call me back right away. It can be pretty devastating, but the key is, and for us was finding the best. We knew that we had friends that had other animals and we knew that UC Davis was the best. So it was, even though you're devastated in that way, you have hope. And you want to make the right phone calls, the right connections, and really do whatever you can to be proactive as to the treatment.
Well, that leads me to a question for you, Dr. Kent. You know, talking about just warning signs, things like that. What are some of the signs that pet owners should look out for? What might indicate that their animal has cancer?
That's really important, Chris. And thanks for the kind words, Brian. But really, if you notice any new lump or bump, just like they did with Hunter, if you notice change in appetite, if you notice change in energy level, if you think your dog's maybe lethargic, don't maybe just go, oh, he or she is getting older. If you notice a lameness, if you notice changes in drinking, changes in urination, changes in how they're defecating or their stool, these are not necessarily specific for cancer, but they can be clues or indication it is. You know, so besides those things, a yearly physical exam and yearly getting checked out, you know, your dog, your cat, your horse can't tell you, you know what, something's feeling off. You know, I just found this lump. You know, and particularly when you think of your dogs who may have thick fur coats, you may not see something until it becomes more advanced. So a good yearly physical, but then also putting your hands on your dog, putting hands on your cat and feeling and seeing if there's any change there is really important. You know, Frank, you know, having checked Hunter, you know, something that many people don't do is the reason we found it small enough that Hunter now has a really good chance of being cured. So catching things early is so important. Just like it is with people, early detection really saves lives.
Brian, I do want to make sure we get an update on Hunter. How is Hunter doing now? It's been a few months since the surgery.
Hunter's been doing very well. In fact, he's up for his next checkup. I'll probably be on the phone with Dr. Kent within the next week, scheduling his next scan to make sure that he had still, they removed, it was completely intact. Dr. Culp got the tumor out complete. So we're hoping for, you know, a good prognosis. I mean, we have to keep an eye on it, you know, for the next year or two, but so far so good. And I got to tell you, the post-op, the connection with Dr. Kent and Dr. Culp was almost on a daily basis. And if we had, you know, any concerns, anything, well, you can hear Hunter barking in the background.
I can hear him.
He's like he's saying hi to Dr. Kent.
Hi, Hunter.
But yeah, the care that we received was on a daily basis. They just it's so comforting to know that there are people like this that you can contact.
Dr. Kent, we just have a short amount of time left, but you know, I want to point out that, again, Brian is going to be hosting the Vet Medicine School's 75th anniversary gala in June. Tell us about the significance of this milestone and how the event will benefit future students and residents.
Yeah, and so we're greatly appreciative of Brian helping us out now. And this is a big event for us. It's the 75th year. We are actually holding this gala to raise money for student scholarships. I know from when I attended veterinary school, I graduated in 1997, the tuition's now gone up. It's an order of magnitude greater. Our scholarship funds have gone up and the like, but we haven't kept pace. And students come out in huge debt now, which really limits their choices. You know, a lot of them who want to go on and specialize or provide specialty care, really, they can't afford to because they're loans. And so it's really important that we have these opportunities to help defray the cost of their education. And so this is just a really important way that we can do that. And we thought our 75th anniversary, really focusing on our students' needs, is vital. And so that's why we're doing this. And, you know, it's going to be a fun event. And I'm very honored that Brian agreed to do this. And so, you know, I know it's for Hunter and for us, but, you know, it's really nice.
Well, it's wonderful to hear about the event. Brian, it's wonderful to hear about Hunter and that Hunter's doing well. I want to thank both of you, Dr. Kent, Brian, for being here and taking so much time to speak with us. Dr. Michael Kent is professor of radiation oncology at the UC Davis School of Veterinary Science. And Brian Boitano is the owner of Hunter, a dog receiving cancer treatment at UC Davis's School of Veterinary Medicine, as well as MC for the school's 75th anniversary gala in June. Well, that's it today for Insight. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here soon.